Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday.
Let's
this is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. At Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there, join the militia. Sorry, man. I'm having trouble. Thanks for tuning in, hanging out with us. Chris McCullough leads the way for Boeheim's Army with 19 points and another game winner. You'll hear from us, and we'll hear from you and fan feedback. Boeheim's Army, they'll head to Dayton to take on last year's champs, the Golden Eagles, in the quarterfinals. We'll let you know what we think about that. But first, some news on the recruiting front. A lot of fans really bigly excited about Kyle Filipowski. Well, that bubble was burst today, and in probably the worst way possible, I guess. You know, if you really want to be honest about it.
Yeah.
So he is not going to play for Syracuse. He's going to play for the Blue Devils. Like, come on. Come on, guy.
So who picks them?
And Coach K's not even going to be there. But whatever. It's fine. Mm. It's fine. It's all fine. So, I mean, Joe, you know me, dude. I couldn't care less. I don't care. I don't care about Kyle Filipowski. He's not going to play for us. Whatever. I'm good. What do you think?
Good player.
Good. Yeah, no, absolutely. No
good
doubt.
Player. And I felt like we were kind of on his radar a little early. I believe he was a 4-star, but he was just rising so fast. And then as soon as he got that Duke offer, it was almost like, right. And the blue blood started coming in, and it was like, all right. So, I didn't really expect to get him at that point, but early in the process, he did look like somebody we might've been able to get, but wasn't a surprise to me.
Yeah, I mean,
rich get richer.
The rich get richer. The blue bloods get blue bloodier.
More blue.
Right. But, yeah. Whatever. So, all right, we will get into the Boeheim's Army game, which was just a good one last night. I mean, it wasn't intense, but it was intense in a way. Wasn't
just
it?
A little.
Just a little.
Yeah.
So, before we get into all that, of course, let us tell you about Spotify Green Room. It is an app in the Android and iOS store. Look, you can go there. You can download the app, okay? You're going to need an email address, a username, and a password. That's all it takes. It's free. You can set it up. You can follow us on there, Cuse Militia or Sean space Cuse Militia. And you can get notifications when we go live. You don't have to just follow us. You can follow a bunch of people. You can do with in a range of topics, everything from politics to pop culture to music to sports, whatever you want to listen to, whatever you're into. You can even start your own thing. Okay, you don't even have to go on there to listen to us. You can have people go on there to listen to you. What do you think about that? So it's the way we are going to conduct fan feedback this coming football season. Of course, we'll do the written stuff from Twitter and Facebook, but this will be another dimension. We've been trying, for years to figure out a good way to get everybody involved. And we've been through numerous phone numbers. We've been through, just a couple different apps. And this honestly is the least, this is the most, I should say, hassle-free way to get that done for you guys. And I just love the app. I think it's great. We go live, you get a notification, you can hang out in the room, you can request to speak, I can bring you in, and you'll get in a queue, and I can bring you in, and then we can we can let you go, move on to the next one or whatever. And like I said, you don't have to just listen to us. Listen to whoever you want or start your own thing. Go to the iOS or Android stores, download the Green Room app from Spotify. Thank you, Green Room. So, Joe.
Sir.
So, look, a really well-played, well-rounded game, really, for there he is, for Boeheim's Army, okay? And I keep wanting to do it and stopping myself. I've said Boeheim's Army five times without saying Syracuse, but the refs screwed it up, and so did the broadcasters last night. I don't know if you caught that show.
Yeah.
When they went to the video, the screen to our monitor, whatever the hell you want to call it, it said Syracuse ball, which is funny because I keep wanting to do it too. So I thought it was hilarious. But a really good game for Chris McCullough, obviously. Kiefer Sykes stepped it up late, and just a good game for the whole team. It got really chippy. It got really physical, and Boeheim's Army was physical again, which was great. And we've seen the last two games. That they kind of put these teams away, really, through the physicality and just running the court and the energy that they've brought. And just entertaining, man. Entertaining. Started late. Kept me up. Believe it or not, I made it to the end, guys. Thank you. Yes. So it was... I was projecting that to be a struggle, but it wasn't. It was just a good game, you know, ended up stomping them 69-54, really, when it comes down to it. So,
yeah.
What'd you think, Joe?
I mean, again, effort, defense, still a little sloppy in some areas.
Oh, and yeah.
I would like, you know, obviously there's certain times where, again, just barking at the refs kind of got us in trouble and got us to where we were a man down on defense, stuff like that, where we kind of just know that the refs are going to have bad calls. And, you know, and I know it's frustrating, but got to get back. But, again, to be able to score 69 points, only have two players in double figures with Chris McCullough, Kiefer Sykes, obviously Chris McCullough, player of the game, tied for the lead in rebounds with 7 and 19 points. So, I mean, he was feeling it last night. Even sometimes I thought he took a couple shots that, you know,
ill-advised
quick shots, maybe, you know, shots you'd like to see, you know, a little bit more movement or whatever. But when you're shooting like that, then,
he's making,
you know, you kind of just got to let, yeah, exactly. So, but again, just a huge team effort. Seeing, seven guys score at least 6 points, you know, it was nice to see Andrew White hit a couple threes. I think there was an and one on the second one, but,
Dievendorf, 7 points in his 16 minutes. Of course, yeah. It talk about Chippy. And Mr. Chippy, Eric Dievendorf, it just doesn't fade. It just doesn't fade. And that's what I always loved about Eric Dievendorf. That's what I loved about him last night. And the attitude, man. We talk about attitude just with the Syracuse Orange and how badly that team misses some attitude. And when Joe Girard does some of the things he does sometimes, it brings that extra little added oomph and energy to the team. And that's what Eric Dievendorf does at what? 30. How old is he? 34, 35, something like that.
Yeah.
So he's getting up there, man, but he's making the most out of his minutes in the 44.
Absolutely.
So,
I think that's the point. I think like last, you've been seeing more and more guys making the most out of their minutes. You know, I mean, we went on that big run and kind of put it away there and got a good lead with, you know, the CJ Fairs and the Andrew Whites and the Dievendorfs. I mean, Tyler Lydon, those guys were in there making big plays, with obviously Kiefer Sykes with, again, you know, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. You know, he was all over the place. But, you know, again, that's what I was talking about with the tournament. You know, as long as whoever's in there brings the toughness, brings the defense, which they did, obviously there were some breakdowns and sometimes some mismatches, but for the most part, you know, held their own, always brought the, you know, attitude and aggressiveness. But just being able to score, you know, I think that was the problem that you saw with always a Brave. You know, Daryl Brown Jr. was as advertised. He didn't miss when it came to a shot wide open right around there in the free throw line. And Marcellus Somerville had a good game as well with 10 points and 5 rebounds. But they struggled to find Scudder. Huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Somerville, fantastic for his age, too. He's up there.
39. Yeah, he played great. So I know that Patrick O'Brien is the big name that, you know, most people talked about and wrote about because of the fact that he's a 7-footer that, you know, went to the NBA. And, you know, whether there's injuries or bad matchups or whatever, he really didn't seem to, you know,
he wasn't
put really a footprint on this game. But Max Bielefeld really was the other guy that had 10 points and 7 rebounds, the guy that was getting chippy with Divendorf there, setting some hard screens and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
He was the one that provided, you know, that other spark. I know Nate Cannell, he hit a couple threes as well, but they just really, their second team really, really struggled to find a score. And I thought that was really the biggest difference, because Always a Brave was playing defense pretty well. They were definitely playing aggressive, forcing the refs to blow their whistle on anything. But, it really was when, you know, we switched, you know, subbed out in the second quarter, and when our second teams came in, that you really saw that gap go out, you know.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sykes, again, just, he had a great, great game leading that second team full of Syracuse players. And, I mean, Tyrese Rice, you know, he had some good plays, but 5 turnovers, kind of struggled a little bit. You know, DeAndre Kane, only 4 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. But you can just see the impact. Sometimes it just doesn't, you know, doesn't show up in the box score, but you can see it on the floor with the loose balls and him just being in the right spots and the defense that he plays. So really the only surprise to me has been Malachi Richardson, at least going 1 point in the last 2 games after the first half that he had of the first game. But yeah. I mean, other than that, and a little bit of sloppy play from Tyrese Rice, we were pretty good. And if, again, like I said last week, I mean, we had 34 or last game, we had 34 bench points, against 19. This time around, it was 34-23. Most of those came from the 10 points from Max Bielefeld. But, yeah, we had 34 bench points again. So, and we also had 18 points from the 12 turnovers that they had. And then they only had 13 points off of the 14 turnovers that we had. We had 2 more turnovers. So, and again, we won the rebounding battle as well. So,
well, we're losing. That's the third game in a row, I think, we're losing the turnover battle, I believe.
Right. But you don't see the difference, though. I mean, we've had 2 more turnovers in the last because 2 games, but we've had more fast break points and points from the turnovers.
It's because it's really sloppy in the beginning. They end up cleaning it up the past couple games, the past 2 games.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, more or less, like, you know, the points from the turnovers matters. You know, I mean, you can say you could have 20 turnovers, but if they don't score any points off of them, then it's no harm. Yeah, well,
Always a Brave, they struggled to score.
Right.
They struggled
at times. Yeah.
I mean, they did. We got up by 17 at one point. I think it got down to maybe 8. At one point, but then it was, you know, it was so close to being over. I think that was in the fourth quarter.
And but they gave everything that they had to get it to
the 8. They absolutely did.
Other than Darryl Brown Jr., I mean, again, Max Bielefeld hit a couple threes. Cannell hit a couple threes. And Marcellus Somerville, I mean, he worked for those 10 points that he had. So
yeah, and Syracuse, basically on a road game, you know, with that team, most of those guys, except for one, I believe.
Did you listen to the interview at halftime, going into halftime, from the coach?
It was on. I don't know if I listened, though.
Oh, it was great.
Pope?
Yeah. Kind of threw a little bit of shade at the
fans?
The fans.
Well, I missed it.
Yeah. Well, he basically said something, because she asked him about the fans and how the first halves went and, you know, what you got to do and this and that. And he basically said that other than about 3.5 minutes of the first half, we couldn't even tell the fans were here. Like, kind of threw shade because, yeah, if you think about it, other than that one time in the fourth quarter where they started to come back a little bit there, give them a little bit of hope near that Elam ending or whatever, like, there's only a couple times where they got loud, and especially in the first half as well. You know, I think we got up there, we got a good lead, and we kind of kept that there. I mean, I remember them getting real excited and getting loud, hitting a 3 just to get it to 10. And I'm like, they're still down 10.
Yeah. Still, you know, you mentioned Malachi Richardson, who had 19 in the first game, and you just think that he's going. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Was it? Is it 19? Crap.
I'm not so sure if he had 19, but
then
nonetheless, he was.
Scorer. I thought it was, but anyway, maybe it wasn't.
He might have. I mean, he had 12, I believe, in the first like 5 minutes or first quarter.
But. Either way. Like you mentioned, he's got one point in the last two games. And you know, someone else who hasn't picked it up yet that I believe will is got to be Tyler Lydon. At some point, he's going to have to turn it on because, I mean, we're all waiting.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was active. He was into the game, you know, last night, getting 4 points.
I think I still expected more out of him being that he was, you know, fresh out of the NBA for the most part. What is he, a year separated? So I'm just looking here because I'm really curious. Malachi did have 19 points the first game. I thought you were looking that up for me, but you know, I'll do everything over here. It's fine. It's no big deal. I got it.
Okay. Here we go.
I got it. No big deal. All right.
Cool.
Let's hear from some of you. Let's go to Facebook first. Steve M on Facebook. Not a fan of the officials. These guys are terrible. Team played well. Devo added energy. Difference in toughness. Keep it up. That's what Devo does. He adds that little edge. He gives you that edge, and he gives you that energy, and of course the toughness. Even though he got posted up a couple times on one trip down the court, but that happens. You don't see it coming. That's what's gonna happen. The officials look. I'm convinced that they are told to call these games like this loose. They must be. They must be. It's entertaining.
It's hard.
It's entertaining. I don't think it was.
I mean, I'm frustrated for them.
I know. Watch. It's frustrating to watch. I know. It is.
It's very, like, and it really, it's just like, it's around the rim. You know, it's around the shooting of aspect of it. You know
everywhere.
What I mean? Like,
everywhere. Yes, guys are getting knocked to the ground. It doesn't matter if it's at the rim. I mean, who was it that got really, was it Sykes that got knocked down?
Sykes, Malachi Richardson a couple times.
Towards the three-point line. Yeah. Fighting for balls. And then you'll see some ticky-tack something. You'll be like, what the hell are you doing? Where were you 10 seconds ago? You know? Right. So it's just the inconsistency is what I don't like. If I'm going to – my number one gripe in officiating, period, is consistency. So if you're going to call it one way, just keep it that way. And don't just tighten it up. Like, you got to set a standard early.
There was a moment last night where I thought it was going to end up getting out of hand. I remember texting you at halftime, like, these refs better get this reeled in here.
Yeah, but don't you think, though, I mean, okay, a good time to do it's halftime. That's the latest, though, that you can do that. You talk to both benches, say, hey, look, we're going to tighten these whistles up. Just want you guys to know, starting to get a little chippy out there. We're going to tighten things
well,
up. So that's the latest you can do, though.
Halftime isn't just for the teams to make adjustments. Halftime is also for the referees to make adjustments. Talk without fans and without players and coaches around you and figure out how you're going to fix whatever just happened in the first half. And I don't really know if they even went to the same locker room together because they didn't fix really anything of the issues that was going on. So I have to imagine it's. I haven't watched a lot of the other games.
Neither have I, but they're so, very close to that, though. Though every game I've watched are similar to that,
right
across the board.
So again, like I said, the last podcast, I really wasn't alluding to this round getting like this, but once you get to the next round,
you said quarterfinals, which would be the next, in Dayton.
Yeah, in Dayton. So I feel like they're gonna have to definitely get something. Figured out here when it gets to the quarterfinals because once you get to you're halfway there now, right? There's only 8 teams left. These players, they're tasting that money.
Yeah.
So they're going to be playing even harder and, you know, the refs are just going to have to, you know, I don't know if it's just the quality of ref. I don't know if, you know, maybe that's the quality of ref we're going to get for the first 3 rounds and then maybe up the ante a little bit and maybe pay a little bit for some better refs. I don't know what you got to do, but I mean, something's going
to
happen.
I think it's supposed to be like this. I don't see how it's the quality. I think it's supposed to be like this a little bit, but anyway, that's just, obviously speculation.
Boeheim's Army's won so many games. Like, why do I not remember it like this?
I don't remember it like
this
either.
This year is worse.
Everybody's kind of noticing it this year. So I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. And I'm just, that's my guess that they're not this bad. that this is maybe along the lines of how they were told to do it. Donnie, we're never going to get through this if we don't shut you up. Donnie S. on Facebook. Syracuse guys need to play more. White hit 2-3. CJ played good. Leiden and Devo, lot of energy. Coach Pope sticks with four non-Cuse players. Look, man, there's no doubt he's going to play the guys who are going to win this game or the next game, whatever the game may be. He's going to play the guys that are going to win. The non-Syracuse guys, as they like to be called, our fans like to call them, they've been excellent. They've been pretty consistent.
Right.
You know, every game. And yeah. And look, I'm okay with
it. The first game we wouldn't – yeah, I'm okay with it too. First game we wouldn't have won without Kane and Rice and Kennedy. So – yeah, the last two games, the bench has definitely been better. There's been, again, more guys with more confidence that are coming off the bench and playing well. I think this is CJ Ferris' second really good game in a row. Andrew, like Donnie said, Andrew White has hit some shots. Obviously, McCullough's coming on. Leiden is still going to get a lot of minutes because he's, you know, basically Chris McCullough's sub. Diewendorf has gotten more minutes the last two games. Like, I figured he might after the first round. So, yeah, I mean, I'm minus Malachi Richardson, you know, he had that great first game, and then these next last two games, like, these guys have been stepping up, and you've been seeing that the coach has been keeping these guys in longer. I mean, CJ Fair was in the game for pretty decent. I think he was in there up until the Elam ending. So some of these players are gaining a little bit more confidence for the coach, because people have to remember, coach is the first time that he's coaching them too, you know, and we brought four guys in. They're there to win $1 million. So
and he's not a Syracuse guy either.
He doesn't have the orange blinders on, right? He doesn't have the orange glasses on. Right. He's trying to coach and win a game.
Right.
And as these Syracuse players are showing that they're more confident and can score and they're able, then they're going to get more minutes. So, but we know kind of who the top four guys, well, five guys really with McCullough and who's going to be there in crunch time.
McCullough's been the most consistent, I think. And I just look for him to just – I mean, I don't think he can be stopped right now. I think he's got a goal. He's, what, 25, 26 years old? And he's got a vision, and his vision is to get back into the NBA. And he's hoping which obviously goes without saying for most of these guys, right? The young, especially that age, you know, 25, 26. And he's showing that, you know, he's got the talent, but you got to think about the level of play that you're up against, too. On the flip side of that, just to play, you know, devil's advocate with that. Tim M. on Facebook, just to piggyback off of what Donnie said, like the actual SU5s played last night. The no offense to the other guys, but hard to watch a team with a bunch of guys that didn't play at SU. Look, I was there. That was last year, though. That was last year, the one guy or two guys or whatever it was. And now I'm good. I want to win. You know, Ryan Blackwell took a back seat this year for Coach Pope, and it seems to be working out. Like you say, he doesn't have the blinders on. He's going to coach a team the way he sees fit and obviously analyze every game and what he's done so far with his rotations. I feel like he's done a really good job. He's done a good job. So,
yeah. I mean, I want to see these guys in the NBA, right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
I look at it like if Chris McCullough can't play in this tournament next year because he got an NBA contract because of this tournament this year, then that's cool. Like, I like that. You know what I mean? Like, so when it comes down to these kind of things, you have these guys that we talked about, the other guys, the four guys. And like you said, maybe we will knight them into the Syracuse family if this ends up going through and we end up winning. But ultimately, I mean, I'd much rather – in a situation where we have a bunch of guys that can't play because they have these contracts making bigger money overseas or possibly NBA contracts, you know? So I'm cool with sprinkling in these guys, especially these guys, the way that they played, their attitude, the way that they've blended in and not made it all about themselves and really just a team and winning. So I like these guys and I like how it's turned out so far.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll finish up fan feedback right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Look, I talked about it already. I'm going to talk about it again very quickly here. The Spotify Green Wrap. Go there. If you haven't yet, just go there. Will you just go there just to make us happy, please? And follow us. Make us feel better. Because it's quite grim. Okay? It doesn't take much. Get on there and follow us at Cuse Militia or Sean Space Cuse Militia. And all it takes is a email address, a password, and a username. You go ahead, you can follow us, you can start your own thing, do whatever the hell you want. You can go, you can peruse all sorts of things. I named the topics before, I'll do them again. You got sports, politics, music, pop culture, movies, pretty much anything and everything under the sun is in the Spotify Green Room app. Go there, download it, iOS or Android stores. It's free. For crying out loud, it's free. Do you not have enough space on your phone for this app? I would find that very hard to believe. I really would. Go there. Now. All right. Okay, Mike D. on Facebook. Keep playing like that. They're going to win it all. Well, we'll see. I hope so, man. They're looking good. They're looking good. But we got a big bridge to cross first before we start getting our hopes too high. And we'll talk about that. Michael P. on Facebook. Good to see them continue to win tough games. Keep it up. Yeah, I mean, you know, they gain a big lead. They start to lose it. They hang in there and end up, squeaking out the win one game. And then the past two games, they kind of walked it. But, just no give up. And obviously, they know that how they got to play now after the first game. I think it's been a whole lot better with the physicality of this team after the Heartfire game. Was it Heartfire? Yeah. This is at Mahirio_10. I mean, how do you not like this team? Cuse fans are getting to see McCullough's potential after being robbed of it in 2015. Sykes, what a hustler. Devo being Devo and just a complete game all around. Love these additions and this squad. So much fun to watch. Absolutely. With McCullough, what did he play? 15, 16 games, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
It wasn't much. And then he goes in the NBA, and obviously I think everybody saw his potential and kind of a disappointment. I think, you know, what's crazy about that is it seems so long ago, but it was the season before we started doing this show. We were 1 year removed from the Chris McCullough year when we started doing this show. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, and I was excited for the rest of the year for him. You know, I know that he showed some good and some bad for those non-conference games, but I thought that he was really going to hit a stride and really have a really good conference season. And then that happened, and it was like, ugh.
Yeah.
So.
At Cuse Waterboy on Twitter, McCullough is an absolute beast, and there's nothing better than hitting the target score of 69. I know, as that's how my wife ended up with a bun in the oven. Now, I will just point out, as at James Curtin did on Twitter, I don't think that's how that happens. Okay? Okay?
I think look, he meant to say that's look, what led to that. Look, but
yeah, I'm not sure, really. I don't know if I want to hear the story to that, but, you know, it doesn't happen like that. But with that
not
said,
a Facebook comment.
With that said, Tony and Waterboy and Water Girl, Mr. and Mrs. Waterboy, congratulations, man. I trolled his page. I have to stop for a second. I trolled his page. I'm like, is his wife pregnant? And yeah, it was July 10th. And it's because I hate Twitter so much. I miss so much. You know how much stuff we miss because we hate Twitter, Joe? Lots of stuff. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I missed it. My apologies. Tony, congratulations to the both of you.
Congrats, bud.
That's awesome. So I'll never forget becoming a dad. That's the best. At one Kev Nash, he says, take one guess what city I live in. He lives in Dayton. I asked him if he's going. Kev's going to the quarterfinal game against the Golden Eagles. So he's going to represent. So shout out to Kev for that.
Absolutely.
That's really cool to be able to see this team in your hometown, right? I mean, that would be awesome, Joe. They came to Raleigh or something for you, you know? It's more likely it's more likely they go there than they come to Virginia Beach, so.
Most likely. But, yeah, I'd go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's easy for me to say this right now. I would go, too. I would. It's so easy.
I've heard that before.
It's so easy for me to say that. But, hey. All right. That's going to do it for fan feedback. We appreciate all of you for participating with us in that. And we will move on to Boeheim's Army's next game against the Golden Eagles. The reigning champions, really, from last year. They beat Autism Army 88-75. I'm going to get my words. I'm going to learn words. That's what I'm going to do in between the next shows is learn words and how to say them. Okay. Yeah,
usually we do that in elementary school. But.
Well, you know, the only time I talk is during this show, believe it or not. So, okay. So this team and, you know, I think, you know, what's the dude's name? The beer drinker, the big guy. What's his name? Diener?
Travis Diener?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's the main guy.
No, he's not, but he's
winner last year.
But he's great. That's a man's man right there, right? That's a man's man.
Absolutely. So, I remember him. I remember watching him. He was a great player.
Yeah. Elgin Cook with 19 points against Autism's Army. Our Autism Army. It's Autism Army. Again, I'm gonna work on my words in between shows. So he led them to that win last night. And that game actually was pretty much, I mean, when you look back at it, it was pretty much Golden Eagles all the way. But it did give me some hope. Obviously, I was rooting for Autism Army in that. And that would have been cool, have Boeheim's Army versus Autism Army. And obviously, I don't want to play the Golden Eagles, Joe. Right. But they're going for back-to-back championships, man. They're motivated. They've got a pretty stellar team. And we mentioned a couple, Joe, but 21-4 is their overall record for the tournament up to this point. And, I mean, this is going to be the struggle. This is going to be the one where we're going to be puckered up. This is a pucker game right here, I feel like. And
could be.
I think it is. I think it's a pucker game. And if we get by this, guys, we'd make it to the Final Four. I'm going to call it the Final Four because I'm not – who cares? right? They don't call it that. They don't even call it anything. They call it, they call it semifinals. So with that said, Joe, what are we looking at here? What are we looking at with these Golden Eagles?
We're looking at a team full of guards. And that's really, so that's the one thing that kind of gives me a little bit of hope. And it doesn't mean that I think that we're guaranteed to win or anything like that. But I know last year they had some big guys that kind of helped their cause a little bit. But when you look at some of the main guys that they got, I mean, Elgin Cook, he's 6'5", small forward. Jamil Wilson, 6'7", small forward. Again, you spoke to Travis Diener, 6'1", I believe he comes off the bench. Vander Blue, 6'5", shooting guard. He played in the NBA. Maurice Acker, 5'8", point guard, but a great player, great shooter. Who else am I missing here? Okay, yeah, Derek Wilson is a point guard, 6'2". He was good. Dwight Bikes, another one, guard, 6'3". These guys, all of these guys can shoot, but you're talking about two small forwards and then a bunch of guards. And the only guy that they have over 6'7 is center, 6'11", Luke Fisher. So no doubt these guys can score. They have a lot of great guards that pretty much are like borderline. They were borderline NBA players in their prime. You know, they're those type of guys that maybe didn't get drafted but got a summer league, or they get into like the G League or something like that. A couple of them did play NBA for a couple seasons, stuff like that. So they're going to be able to score. When you look at their scores for the whole tournament, I mean, they scored 94, 71, 88. You know, we've kind of been in the 60s. So my only thing is I don't know too much about the teams that they played and the size that they have and all those kind of things like that. But when you look at the guys that we brought in, with the guards, with Rice and Sykes and Kennedy and Kane, and just, their grittiness and their talent of being able to play defense, and it seems like they're built pretty tournament. I think that matches them up pretty well. I think it is going to allow Sykes and Rice to be able to play at the same time out there. And obviously playing man-to-man, it could possibly pose problems. We might have to go small every little once in a while, but like, I don't really see. I mean, yeah, one big guy with Luke Fisher. Other than that, I mean, it's going to be, to me, it's going to be tough for this Marquette team unless they just move the ball around to the point where they just get open shots and they just play overall better than us. But that means that they have to beat kind of our good defensive players as far as the guard position and where some of those guys are. The only thing with these guys really is that they're deep as far as guards and all that kind of stuff. So it looks to me like when they take their first team out, when their opponent takes their first team out, they've been able to still continue to score at the same rate. And the good thing is that we have been able to do the same thing in the last two games. So if we could take advantage of the rebounds and
keep advantage of those kind of mismatches,
but they're going to be scrappy. And like I said, they're good, they're fast, they can shoot, and they can definitely turn you over. So,
well, that's it, because we've been turning the ball over enough on our own, and you got a team that can do it for you. That's a bad combination. So that's the one thing I'd be worried about. But
yep,
keep it as low scoring as possible. Maybe throw in some, let the clock tick a little bit or something. I mean, you might have to change it up a little bit. You might have to change the dynamic a tiny bit. I love the fast pace running. I mean, McCullough, obviously, he's been doing a fantastic job for 6'11", running the floor,
Right.
And when you can get it and you can take it. But, to slow it down a little bit, I don't think would hurt, against a team like this. So,
yeah. So it's just one of those things where I just don't know if with this team they're built to win at all as far as the Marquette team. But they definitely could if all these guys if they stay on fire,
could.
Put up the amount of points that they have, then absolutely. I just feel like you need a little bit more size when it comes down to
– And with Carmen's crew out, Joe, like this is a big hurdle to pass before you start eyeing the championship game. Because with the experience that Boeheim's Army has, it's going to come into key, especially if they can get past this Marquette wannabe team. So
Well, and that's the, I mean, I wouldn't say wannabe team. I mean, Elgin Cook, he came from Oregon, so that's really the one, you know, and he's been averaging the most points on the team with Dwight Bikes and Jamil Wilson right there behind him with 14 and 15 respectively. But they're a majority Marquette team. It's just, I don't know if they have the size, and they're missing a couple of players they had last year.
I just thought you'd know because I mean there's names here that I don't remember, and I was just wondering what the team was last year that they won with. And I mean it's not like they got lucky last year, but they squeaked out a couple close ones last year too.
Yeah, well, and you got to get a little lucky sometimes in these tournaments, you know. But again, you made an interesting point too, that this is also, I mean, we turned around and we took four guys and we said, okay, we're going all in to try to win this tournament. And, you know, Overseas Elite, it seems like they're no more. Like this was might have been the last year, or last year was the last year, They're kind of finding their own way, right?
So they dissipated and went to other teams, it looks like.
Right, and then you have, I mean, who are the only other teams that have won other than Overseas Elite?
Carmen's crew and this team. And this team, yeah.
So, I mean, if we win this, then you're talking
but
about...
I think there's one more. But they're gone, too. They're not. That was whoever won it first, the first year.
Oh, it was a Notre Dame team.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a Notre Dame team, but yeah. I don't even think that team is out there. That was like 2014, I believe, or something like that. So, I mean, you're talking about if we win this game, then there's going to be a new, you know, a new bully on the block, so to speak.
That's right. You're right. And it's all about going back to back because of what the precedent that Overseas Elite set during their stint. I mean, they basically put up a dynasty for those few years that they were winning championships. And now we have some of them. I mean, what's his name? DJ Kennedy. He's got four, right? He's got four championships. So,
yeah.
You know, he's been here, you know, and I think that could prove huge down the stretch. I do think
DeAndre Kane has too.
Yeah, they were on both those teams together. Okay, the whole time. Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't know about the whole time, but DeAndre Kane's been there.
Oh yeah, he was
at least
there,
a couple
yeah.
years.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess what I'm saying is this is this. I could be totally wrong about this, but I feel like the Golden Eagles is the last big hurdle for Boeheim's Army. So, with that said, this is probably going to be the biggest game that they could play up to the championship, in my opinion, as far as caliber of play. But,
yep.
Joe, I've been forgetting to do this, so we got to do it. We got to do it. You know what I'm going to ask right now, right?
No. Yeah.
Okay, we got to do it, man. We haven't done it in two episodes. So, I'm going to go to you first, because that's what I'm going to do. What is your score? We made Michael do it. We made Michael do it, and then we never did it. So, I'm just saying.
Made Michael do it.
I just asked. So, Joe, what do you got? What do you got? By the way, I'm sorry. This game in Dayton is at 2 o'clock on Saturday. If you didn't listen to the last show, the time has not changed. The one thing about the TBT, if you are curious about any game time of any game, they have the absolute most crisp, clean, easy to follow website, and they are, this thing is organized and it's just so well put together. Everything is on their website at thetournament.com. Go ahead, Joe.
For this one I'm gonna go a little bit higher, because even when you look at this past game with Autism Army, I mean, being a 13-point game, yeah, still gave up 75 points. So the pace goes a little bit faster with these guys, you know, being all guards and being as deep as they are. I'm going to say that it's going to be obviously a closer game. I think we have the lead going into the Elam ending. And I think we win by 4, 75-71.
Really? Okay. All right. 75-71. That's a really good score, Joe. I got to give you credit on that one. Maybe I should have went first. But, of course, at the rate that we're at and with everything to do with summer basketball, I cannot foresee Syracuse not getting further. Syracuse. See, I did it. It was bound to happen. Boeheim's Army not getting further to just top our summers off. So I'm going to say they win. I'm going to say it's a little closer. I'm going to say 70-68, Boeheim's Army.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I honestly think that the biggest it's going to be Chris McCullough again.
I think
Chris McCullough is on a tear, and seeing that there's only one guy that's 6'11", and he can't play all game.
He can't play all game, and he didn't do very good against Autism Army either. So,
right.
You know, for what it's worth.
I mean,
he had 2 points. 2 points and one rebound, 6'11".
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just looking even at just the defensive aspect. I don't even care if he puts up a stat. If he can stop Chris McCullough from scoring, then that's going to help his team.
Oh, Chris McCullough can score from all over the place, so he's not. And chances are, no.
That's my point. Yeah. So, again, it's just going to be. This is like, you know, and I know that there was an article. I don't know if it was Nunes or whoever that put out something about, you know, Chris McCullough deserves to be, or to get a second chance in the NBA, or this or that, or. You know, must be talking about how he's playing and everything like that. But again, like to your point, he's still young enough and fresh enough out of the NBA, and maybe he just didn't get drafted to the right spot and get to the right team. But everything he's been doing since he left the NBA has been good. He's been good at the leagues that he's played in, almost dominant, really. And this is just another. I mean, this is a wide open opportunity. This is almost a perfect spotlight. You're talking in the quarterfinal.
This is basically an interview.
You
got to perform.
Yeah, these guys won it last year. They're a number one seed. This is going to be. This is the first game out of the four. Saturday.
Let me check. This is the second game. There's a game at noon. Aftershocks versus Florida, TNT. Is going to be your noon game. This will be game
two.
This
is all on ESPN, correct?
Yes, it is. And then the last two games of the evening, 7 o'clock game and the 9 o'clock game, are on ESPN2. Sideline Cancer versus Team 23 and the Money Team.
Sounds like a good day of basketball.
The Money Team, it does. The Money Team, this would be a good day to sit around and watch some basketball. If you haven't watched a lot of the other teams, it'd be a good day to do it. The Money Team, who upset Carmen's Crew versus Blue Collar U. So your prime time game.
Yeah, I mean, that's prime time, but you look at Marquette won the thing last year, and now you have a stage in which you've already played well, and this is a perfect matchup for Chris McCullough to just add on to that resume and help that interview, obviously add another game, at least, to the interview. So the farther he goes, the more consistent he is, the better chance he has. So
the more you win, the more you get to showcase. Everybody's thinking the same thing. So,
absolutely.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you for hanging out with us. If you would,
absolutely.
If you listen on Apple iTunes, go there, review the show, rate it. You know, 5 stars would be great. You know, we appreciate it. We appreciate all of you hanging out. We will see you next time. We will try to get back here Sunday like normal. For Joe, I'm Sean.
Peace.